This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come Clean, brought to you by GetGo, a very good Thursday morning fan hotline. We go out to it right now, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. WIP's Joe Giglio, he joins right now. Joe, how you doing? Good morning to you.
I'm doing great, guys. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Joe, I can never get enough of your Twitter handle and the header on it, the very top of your son waving to you when you're on television. It makes me laugh and smile every single time that I see one of your tweets. It's absolutely hilarious to me. It's great stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. It also makes me feel old because he's seven now, so he's grown up since then. So he's not a little kid anymore.
Yes. All right, tell me what you know. We know some about Andy Weidel because our studio is located probably – I don't know, 4 miles from his childhood home right down the street here. But that being said, Andy Weidel professionally and what he did to make the Eagles better, you tell me.
Yeah, a lot. I think Andy Weidel is really bright, and his career speaks for itself, all those years in the Baltimore front office. And I think really what was interesting, kind of the way it was reported, when he and Joe Douglas came over from Baltimore to the Eagles, I guess that was about 6 or so years ago, to be part of their front office with Howie Roseman, they helped revamp the Eagles' scouting system and the way they graded players. It was kind of in a flux for a while. I mean, Howie Roseman had kind of a weird tenure in Philadelphia. Successful, but weird, because he was the GM post-Joe Banner with Andy Reid, as Reid was, kind of on the end of his coaching tenure here. And then Chip Kelly came in and basically kicked Howie Roseman out and took away all power that Roseman had. And then once Chip was out, Roseman got power back, and it was almost like he was starting from scratch again with all of this different thoughts on, like, all right, this coach did it this way, this coach did it that way. We needed, like, an Eagle scouting system, and that's when they brought in Douglas and Weidel, and they kind of adopted the Ravens way of grading players. And I would say for the most part, it yields a pretty good result, especially in the last few years. Last couple drafts, everyone in Philadelphia feels like the Eagles have knocked it out of the park, and a lot of the thought has been that Howie Roseman has leaned on Andy Weidel and his scouting background in these drafts.
Yeah, how much power do you think Weidel had? I know you said that Howie leaned on Andy, but how much say-so did Andy have? How much weight did he carry in the organization, let's say, the last 3 years?
So, I mean, Howie Roseman has final say on everything. I mean, these are Howie's calls, good or bad, and that's the way it is in Philadelphia. But I would say, just from what I have understood and kind of gleaned, that he was the guy he leaned on, when the Eagles were about to make a pick or if they were trying to figure out, I'll give you last year, for example. The Eagles, basically 2 seasons ago, they had a terrible year, and they kind of tanked that last game of the season on Sunday Night Football, and it helped them move from the 9th pick to the 6th. They moved around the draft board there, and they eventually acquired an extra first-round pick. But, throughout that process, what came out was how much Andy Weidel loved Devontae Smith and kind of was grading those wide receivers that could be there, might be there. And the Eagles, and this is where Howie really comes in, figured, all right, we can move down and still get Devontae Smith around 10 or 12. We don't need to stay at 6, and they acquired extra picks. But I think the root of that was the love of Devontae Smith, and then the combination of Weidel saying, he's the best receiver, or we think he's going to be really good. And then, Howie figuring out where can we get him. So it was a good marriage for, the last few years with Weidel and Howie, for sure.
Joe, did it ever get contentious at any point? Because it's well established what went down with the at least according to the Philly Inquirer, what went down with the Jalen Reagor, Justin Jefferson debate, and Andy wanted Jefferson, and how he ended up coming in and overriding him to take Jalen Reagor. Did it get to that point where the two of them were ever at odds or butted heads? And how did the relationship, I guess, end before Andy took this gig with the Steelers just a couple – or it's not even official, but will take the gig with the Steelers?
Yeah, I never heard any sort of headbutting between Rosen and the Eagles front office. It's interesting, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this, like the Eagles have become the front office everyone poaches from, whether it be, Brown or Cunningham or Catherine Raichu. I mean, this offseason it's been crazy. Now Andy Weidel. So I think it's competitive in that front office. You know, leaks come out. Everyone wants to look good because they're all trying to be future GMs, or at least that's my interpretation of it. But I never heard of a story between Weidel and Roseman, like butting heads. Roseman has butted heads with people before. But that one you mentioned, the Reagor Jefferson, I don't know exactly where it all came down, but I'm sure that Andy Weidel was probably on the Justin Jefferson side. We heard scouts were, so I'll put Weidel in that group. The coaches at that time, at least from what we understand, I thought Reagor was a better fit for the system. Obviously, it was a disaster of a draft pick, and Jefferson would have been it. So if you want to feel good about Andy Weidel, it seemed like he correctly assessed the better player there was Justin Jefferson.
Now back. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Joe Giglio, WIP in Philly. Do you see, and I don't know how familiar you are with Tom Donohoe, how much do you know him, but do you see Andy Weidel in? Do you see Tom Donohoe and Andy Weidel? Do you see a lot of similarities there?
I do. Obviously, their work, Donohoe, what he did way back in the day, and then still with the Eagles front office the last year. I think it's interesting the parallels between those two. I can see that. I mean, Andy Weidel, I'm impressed by. I mean, I just every time I heard him talk, in the last few years, the Eagles have made him available pre-draft, and you never want to glean too much into those or take too much away because they're not going to tell you who they're taking. But you kind of get a sense for the person, that the evaluator, what they look for. And I always sense that Andy Weidel, he just struck me as someone that was really sharp, understood the game, and really knew what he was looking for in certain positions. And then it's about, obviously what your team needs and what kind of scheme you're going to run and all that other stuff comes into who you actually draft and, acquire when the draft comes. But I was impressed by him. I'm not surprised at all that he's getting this role. And I won't be surprised, guys. Look, I don't know. Maybe this is where he wants to be and he goes home and he stays there for the next 20 years of his career. But I won't be surprised if one day in the future Andy Weidel is running an NFL team. Not second in command, but right there at the top. He's that sharp, and I do see some Tom Donohoe similarities.
Joe, you mentioned that some teams have been poaching from the front office of the Eagles. And the Steelers not just interviewed Andy Weidel, they interviewed former director of player personnel Louis Riddick, who was a personnel director of the Eagles. Do you think Louis Riddick really had a chance, or was it just, his persona of being on TV? From what you may have saw back of 2013 of him running the Department of Personnel, do you think he had a chance to actually be a GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think he had a chance. Lewis certainly has had a really good career post-playing around the NFL, whether it be front office, director of player personnel for the Eagles at one point, and now all his time at ESPN. The one thing I would say about Lewis, and I don't know him personally, this is just a kind of a big picture view of just observing him. I just wonder how he gets along with people. And then maybe it's just a TV persona. It just seems competitive to me, and he seems like he's, and maybe, again, he's just being a TV personality and telling us what he thinks there. But I always think that GM role, that front office role, you got to play nice with every department, right? You have to figure out a way to make the analytics people get along with the scouts, get along with the coaches. It's almost like two different jobs, actually acquiring players, making trades, but then you also have to do other stuff. And I've always wondered about Lewis, just listening to him talk, give his opinions on the NFL. I don't doubt his knowledge. I don't doubt he's smart enough and sees the game well enough to be a GM. I just wonder about that other stuff because he's had a couple of interviews now over the years for different spots, different front office. I think Washington, maybe the Colts are involved in there, and obviously you mentioned the Steelers, the Bears, but he hasn't landed it. So I'm rooting for the guy, part of the Eagles organization in the past, and I remember when he was a player, but I wonder about his future if he's actually going to be that.
Joe, I'm just curious. I know everybody's worried about the Phillies throwing the ball all over the place like a little league team last night, and everybody's worried about Harden and who's going to be Embiid's wingman. So where does it register in the last 24 hours or so with a Philly sports fan, the departure of Andy Weider? Are people worried that he was the guy, in fact, driving some of the big decisions behind Roseman or influencing Roseman like you talked about earlier? Or do they just look at it and say, well, hey, this is a good thing. The Eagles are developing guys that are moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, it's funny. So when Joe Douglas left to go run the Jets a few years ago, that was a big story, big conversation here. And people wondered, like, did the Eagles only win the Super Bowl? Did they only have that success because Joe Douglas was with Howie Roseman? And, you know, Roseman here is, he didn't come from a football background. He came from a law background, a salary cap background. So he always gets this moniker in Philadelphia if he's not a football guy. So Howie always needs football guys next to him, at least in the eyes of the fan base. So this registered a little bit, but I think what really hit more is, you know, a year ago when the Eagles decided to move on from Doug Peterson, they kept Howie Roseman. Fans were upset. They wanted Howie out too. The owner of the team, Jeff Lurie, actually on record in the press conference the day they fired Doug, when talking about Howie and the front office, mentioned how well he stocks the front office around him, how he hires smart people around him, and that's part of being a GM. And he said the five names. He said, I think we have five future general managers in our front office next to Howie. And he reeled off the names. We played the clip the other day. It was like prophetic. It was crazy. Like all these people got these jobs this offseason, now including Andy Weidel. So I think there is a little trepidation, but people feel like, all right, I guess Howie's just going to hire three or four more people. And then 3 or 4 years from now, those people will be hired. There's like a trust now that he finds these front office people that he could put with him to help him out.
Last thing before we let you go, Joe, what is the ceiling? Give me your opinion. I don't want to know what the Eagles' opinion is. I don't want to know what the kind of the word on the street. Give me Joe Giglio's opinion and honest to gosh opinion on the ceiling for Jalen Hurts.
I love him, guys. I love Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to be a winning quarterback in the NFL. Here's the way I would say it. Jalen Hurts has gotten better every single year, incrementally, from the time the first time I watched him at Alabama. I tell the story all the time because people always say, oh, you blindly love Hurts. The first time I watched him play, guys, I thought he was a running back. I didn't think he could play quarterback at the collegiate level. That's how bad I thought his throwing mechanics were at Alabama when he was a 17-year-old. And to watch what he's become now, which is a viable NFL quarterback on a team that made the playoffs last year, it's remarkable. So I expect another jump. I would say conservatively last year he was about the 20th best quarterback in the NFL. If you ask me for a ceiling, I would say right at the end of the top 10. I don't think he'll ever be a top 5 guy. It would not shock me if he hits number 10 one day. Realistic, somewhere in between there. I think he could be a mobile Jimmy Garoppolo. I think you can win a lot of games with Jalen Hurts with the right players around him. And I think the Eagles have put those players around him. So it should be interesting to watch that development this year.
And the excitement level around A.J. Brown is what?
Oh, it's off the charts.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Philadelphia, I mean, for years, the wide receivers here were just so bad after Jeremy Maclin and DeSean Jackson left. And they missed on so many draft picks, wasted so many resources. They hit on Devontae Smith last year, although I think he's probably more of a 2 than a 1. And now to get A.J. Brown to pair with him, yeah, there's a lot of excitement. And it goes hand-in-hand with Hurts because, and then we didn't even realize this in Philadelphia, guys, they're best friends. I mean, Jalen Hurts is the godfather of Brown's daughter and was at her birthday party days before the trade. So there's a connection there between those two that I think is kind of adding to the excitement here.
Joe, good man. Thank you for jumping on this morning with us. We really do appreciate it. We'll touch base again soon.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Joe.
Great stuff from Joe. Yeah.
He said Jimmy G. He compared him to Jimmy G, Jalen
Mobile
Hurts.
Jimmy G.
Mobile Jimmy G. I found myself doing like the Alonzo morning face. You know, the GIF of,
Doran, that's illegal. You're not allowed to compare a white dude and a black dude. That is a tough move, or a black dude and a white dude. You ever see the comparables whenever it's draft time?
Oh,
any white quarterback, he's a lot like Ben Roethlisberger. You know, they never, ever, to cross races is a big move by Joe.
It's like eating a regular hot dog and a burnt one.
Yeah, no, like you, tight end. They'd never say, well,
it reminds me of Heath Miller.
Yeah, never allowed to do that.
Yeah, never allowed to do that.
No!
Why
no.
is that?
I don't know.
You don't have the answer
Blake
for it?
Bortles. Oh, he's just like Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. So true. Even Kenny Pickett, they never want to right. You know, Kenny Pickett's not like Dak Prescott. He's like
reminds me of Teddy Bridgewater.
He's like Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like that's
Fran Tarkenton. They'll go back
Fran
too.
Yeah.
He's like Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny Manziel, just like Fran Tarkenton.
Right. You can't. They can't go.
That's so crazy.
I love that Joe went there with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Good for
good.
Joe.
That was good. Good.
Do you
good
ever
move.
Notice that Crowley? They never any white quarterback. He's a lot. You know, he's like they'll go back to. Man, this guy is, he's like Y.A. Tittle.
Never happens.
Right.
Josh Allen, a lot like Cam Newton.
Right.
He is.
That Troy Apke really reminds me of Jason Sehorn.
Right.
He can run.
Right. Yeah, that's a great call.
Well, Deion even said it on the call of the combine. Didn't he say it? He was like, oh, I can
that's
run.
That's what he said. He can run.
He can run.
Well. Oh, man. Troy Apke and Andy White will same high school.
Same high school?
Same as me.
Same as Crowley.
Crowley.
Right. Same as Joe Manganiello. Huh? There
same
you are.
The head coach that's there that just won 15-0, won states.
He's Mr. Palco.
Yeah, he's not the same high school. But,
state champs. Yeah, mm-hmm. There you are. Lebo. It's a high time for Lebo right now. There
Cuban?
May not have been
Cuban?
A
Cuban? Did we say Cuban?
Yeah. There may not have been a higher time for Lebo. It's
I
a
know.
High time for Lebo.
I get a lot of talk time on this morning show. People are excited about it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, good
right
stuff.
Right there in the Hall of Honor at Mount Lebo High School. All these names and then Crowley.
I'm at the top.
Yep, for sure. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. One guy getting a tryout in the NFL, rooting for, rooting against this hour. And don't forget Nick Costas. He joins at 9 o'clock. Duncan, grab one this morning. It's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. And as you're drinking your coffee, Crowley's going to tell you about something.
Of course I am, because I'm a huge star. I'm Mount Lebanon alum. I'm going to tell you about the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It has you covered if you're in PA or New Jersey. It's the only sportsbook app I personally recommend. It's so easy to use. You download now, you can place a risk-free bet up to $750. The Hurricanes, they're -150 against the Rangers tonight. They're undefeated at home in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Shesterkin, we saw, maybe pooped the bed a little bit at PPG Paints Arena. He's not as good on the road. I like Carolina to take a 3-2 series lead tonight. The Flames, -150 to keep their series alive, their season alive. Johnny Gaudreau alive as a Flame. I like them in this game. I think they're better than the Oilers. I think they contain McDavid for one game. Bet Parks, the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. Live in-game betting, futures bets, it's all there. It's easy. Download the app or on betparks.com or wherever you get your apps. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. We'll talk to our guy, Nick Costas. No energy, Nick. He joins coming up at 9 o'clock. I'll give you the floor, Mr. Crowley, and Mr. Dickerson, you may jump in here as well. So there was a big situation yesterday. They got things ripping and roaring down in the Laurel Highlands, as at Laurel Highlands High School. Rodney Gallagher has committed to West Virginia. He had a bunch of different schools on his list, Notre Dame, Pitt, Penn State, a bunch of different places he was thinking about going. That being said, he ended up committing to West Virginia to play football. 5'11", 170 pounds. I'm reading this morning that he'll play receiver. Hadn't played a lot of receiver, but he'll play receiver. It was between football and basketball. Then when he decided on football, it was kind of between some positions. He can play defensive back or receiver. Crowley, you're a noted West Virginia fan. Are you excited about this?
Very excited. You can make an argument this is one of the bigger recruits they've had, certainly in recent years. And I think being 20 minutes from home on that expressway, going from Uniontown to Morgantown, I think that played a big role. I know there's some NIL stuff going on there. And then also, he wants to play receiver. A lot of places wanted him to play corner, and I even saw a scout say that if he wants to play in the NFL, he could be a dynamite corner. But West Virginia said, hey, come with us. You could play wide receiver. I think that's what sold him.
Yeah, he's a playmaker, and he plays quarterback, obviously, in high school because the best player touches the ball the most. But, you know, he might go down as, I'm going to say top 10. I'm not going to, I'm not going to offend anybody, but top 10 most versatile athletes ever come out of Western PA.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched the basketball game.
Yes.
Now, listen.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It wasn't on him, but, like, Newcastle got jobbed in the game totally jobbed. But he was really good.
Yes.
Like, super good.
Really
and
good.
You got to be a superstar to get calls like that. Like,
yes.
That's why. Basketball-wise, he was impossible to guard a lot. And then football's, like, I saw some – because our Ben Tenuta films a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Ben is just unbelievable at what he does. And I go and I check out a lot of what Ben puts out there. And Rodney Gallagher, it was like, okay, when they decided they wanted to throw to him, if they ran kind of a trick play, or he decided he wanted to get outside the tackles, it was over.
Over.
It wasn't
hard for him to take over a game
in either
sport.
If the scrimmage line was a 20, it was an 80-yard touchdown. If the scrimmage line was midfield, it was a 50-yard touchdown. He was just going to end where the end zone ended.
Yeah, he dominated. And whenever you do that, especially in both sports, that just shows what type of athlete you really are and what athlete you could really be. If you have your pick, if you could play college basketball or college football and you're not 6'6" like Terrell Pryor, you're a pretty good athlete. Like, that's why I say, like, his future is going to, be bright, but I do think that he'll go down, especially after this year, as one of the best versatile athletes ever come out of Western PA. And there's a lot. Like, there's Darrell Revis, there's Adam DeMichaels, there's, I'm missing so many people. Neil Walker. There's a lot. But he might have a chance.
Dick Groats.
Yeah, Dick
Groats. Let's go.
Dick Groats.
He might be the best ever.
I think he's the best ever. He's number one.
I mean, there's a lot of football and basketball-wise. You're right. DeMichael, Walker, Pryor was Revis. Incredible. Revis. Yep. Every kid at Aliquippa, did Tyler Boyd, did he hoop? I don't know.
Yeah, some.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different people that played a lot of different sports. And then if you count track as well.
Right, too. I mean, yeah, like Tommy.
They only have like 15 kids at Clarendon, right. So everybody has to play football and basketball. Like the basketball season didn't start until they were done winning the state title every year.
But yeah, it was something. But I'm glad you're excited, Crowley.
Probably too excited about a 17, 18-year-old. But you know what? I wear it. I got my pride.
How much do you think you got NIL?
$800K.
Here we are.
Oh, wow.
Did they hit you up for any? Is there like one of those collectives down there? Are you part of the collective?
Listen, if he wants to join the Fan Early Morning Show a couple times a week, I'll be open to that. Open to some business.
Get him on
there.
An NIL deal?
Breaks him off?
You need to hit him up for a new sweatshirt because that one's from 2012.
The one he had on.
The one he has on
no,
right
the
now.
One Crowley,
oh, Crowley.
That picks
I thought
up off the floor every
some
morning.
High school kid. I said, no. Man, that's a backyard brawl. It's rolling. You're dogging some
already,
high school kid, Doran.
34 years old and just calling everybody out. Goodness.
How quickly do you think – all right, Doran, how quickly do you think a freshman receiver, a young receiver will play? Can he walk in and play straight away at that level in the Big 12?
I think that the athleticism that he possesses, I think, yes, it's very hard to walk in and play receiver because of, the stature of the corners and defenses and read and stuff. But I think with JT Daniels being there and, him playing at a high level, I think he could raise his level. And it's going to be about how fast he could pick up the game.
Getting hit from a dude from Plano ain't like getting hit from a dude from Bel Vernon.
Exactly.
I mean, he's going to learn.
Yeah, he's going to learn and he's going to have to learn quick.
Real quick. I'm rooting for him. Yeah, no matter where he would have gone, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've read the story. His mother passed away. He seems to be a really good kid. He's got his head on straight and has done all the right things.
But,
you know?
Like, if they're going to get him involved as a freshman, you're not just lining him out split as, like, an ex-receiver. You're moving him around. You're getting him in some gadget plays, things like that.
I mean,
that.
If he's getting $800K, he better be in the offense first game of the year.
True.
Yeah. I don't – yeah. If – For sure. And that's how it is. That's how the game is now. You get kids in. Let them go when they're young, for sure. You never know. He might transfer. He might go to USC.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Nick Costas, top of the next hour. One guy, he's getting another shot. We tell you who that is. That's after I tell you about a great team. You talk about teamwork. How about Matt Mertz Plumbing and Armstrong Comfort Solutions? They're the experts. They handle any type of plumbing problem or clogged drain inside your house. But if your downspouts are clogged, you got a soggy yard, the licensed professionals will get there for you. And they're one team, Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing. You give them a call, any sort of plumbing problem you have, any sort of HVAC problem you have, get in touch. ArmstrongComfort.com. Book an appointment online. Morning. So Colin Kaepernick, he last played professional football 2016, got a shot with the Vegas Raiders, or at least a tryout, 34 years old, worked out for the Raiders. They have a depth chart where, of course, we know, you know, the one Carr brother, he's Derek Carr. He's the starting quarterback for the Raiders. Jarrett Stidham, he was traded during the offseason. He's a backup earlier this month to deal with the Patriots. And Nick Mullins, he has signed with the Patriots, the Southern Miss quarterback. It bounced around just a little bit. So he is there as well. We also know Mark Davis, and we know the lineage and heritage of Mark Davis and how his father gave a lot of different people a lot of different opportunities. That's how the Raiders always worked. Art Shell, first black head coach. Amy Trask worked for them. She was first woman CEO, and that's how the Raiders operate. They give a lot of people a lot of different chances. This one, though, independent of all of that, I just keep looking at this and go, this is a 34-year-old quarterback with a lot of inactivity. Is this a PR move or is this a real move? I don't know. I can't figure it out.
And it's not like Colin Kaepernick didn't get opportunities before he chose to go in a different direction. And I would think that this is a PR move because it's a PR move for now. It's like, hey, we'll give you an opportunity again just to say that we did. But I can't see him getting signed because if I'm any owner, if I'm any GM or anybody running a team, and this has nothing to do, honestly, with how he plays, it's just too much baggage.
See, if you're the Raiders, I think you do every if you're any NFL team, to be quite honest, you explore every possibility at the most important position in the game. And if you think there's anybody out there that might have even the slightest chance of being better than what you currently have on your quarterback depth chart, and maybe it's not hard to be better than Jarrett Stidham or Nick Mullins, you bring them in for a workout, up to and including a 34-year-old guy who hasn't been in the league for 6 years.
Here's the danger in this. If he doesn't win the job, I'll look at it both ways. If he gets a job, what's the ceiling? A backup. Is he comfortable being a backup? Does he want to be a backup? And is it worth the baggage? And there is baggage. No matter if you agree with him or disagree with him, there is baggage. So let's say you give him a job. Is it worth it to have someone with so much controversy, and there is, surrounding Colin Kaepernick, to have him as your backup quarterback? That's the first question you have to answer if you keep him. If you don't keep him, will Colin Kaepernick play an aggrieved party role? So when you bring him in, I look at all of that, and I think the landscape is very fair to look at. Is it even worth going down the road of giving him a tryout? Because both roads that are chosen from that tryout come with, can you really win?
I think so much has changed in the last couple of years, and I'm not going to make this political or anything like that, but we all saw the George Floyd summer, then the NFL's response, and even Roger Goodell's response. And there was a USA Today poll back when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling down for the anthem initially, where the vast majority of Americans were like, oh, man, I don't know about all that. And they did a similar poll after George Floyd and all that, and it was about 59% of Americans were in support of that now. So I do think that the landscape has changed to an extent where it's easier now to bring in him with that kind of baggage than it would have been before. Now, it's still 40% of people. That's an awful lot to polarize on a backup quarterback, but I do think the landscape's changed.
Yeah, I just kind of look at it, if I'm the Raiders, from the football perspective. And again, the guy has not played in the NFL in 5-6 years now, right? So it's a pretty big roll of the dice. But again, we're talking about providing some level of insurance at the most important position on the roster. If I think for even a split second that anybody, I don't care if it's Colin Kaepernick, name any other quarterback out there, that they might be better than Nick Mullins or Jarrett Stidham, I don't see the risk in bringing him in for a workout, which is what they did, and we'll see where it goes from there.
I think it's an absolute risk. I think that this is – you should absolutely not even flirt with this at all.
What's the worst that happens if they sign him?
That he complains that he's not playing,
yeah,
and there's gigantic protests.
Right.
How is that going to – first of all, I haven't heard Kaepernick play the aggrieved party. I've heard the groups that support Kaepernick play the aggrieved party violin for him, right? I have yet to see an NFL team that can't weather some sort of controversy.
But why would you even put yourself in a situation?
Well, I
if
think
you don't
he
have
has
to.
Played the aggrieved party when he said he wasn't given a chance for a number of years and had very there has never been more right before the pandemic. There had never been more football leagues than there were. And he had an opportunity to go to Canada. He had an opportunity to play in the USFL. He had an opportunity to play in the XFL, whatever. There was another league. He had an opportunity to play in a bunch, and he only wanted an opportunity in the NFL. There are plenty of – the kid from Wilkinsburg that went to West Virginia.
Right.
He said, look, I'm going to have to make my way through – whatever that league was called that lasted.
The AAF.
AAF. Yeah. He went and did that. And said, what's the kid's name
Walker?
From Wilkinsburg? No,
he was a safety.
Defensive back.
Kenny Robinson.
That's it. Kenny Robinson. So I think it's a miss when you say he hasn't played the aggrieved party.
I think what he wanted was a shot from the NFL. You're right. He wasn't willing to take that step back to the AAF or the XFL or whatever, USFL.
CFL. Plenty of people. Martavis Bryant did.
Any quote-unquote minor league, right?
Right.
Okay? And so you can fault him for that if you want. But I think he did also have a point that the NFL kind of looked at him as persona non grata because of his political stances. And that was the fight that he was fighting.
Those are two independent things. I think the NFL was absolutely wrong in what they did initially. But the makeup for that, or the get right for that, isn't, okay, now you take someone else's job. We just hand you a job in our league.
No, and I don't think you should be handed a job. Like, if he comes in, and if he went to Vegas and his workout was stellar, and they look at him and say, hey, you're invited to camp, we want to see you in camp beat out Jared Stidham and Nick Mullins, by all means, go ahead and prove it. But I don't see any more risk, Doran, all due respect, I don't see any more risk in bringing in Colin Kaepernick to be your backup quarterback than I do in giving a guy who's got 22 women accusing him of sexual assault $250 million guaranteed dollars.
No, but I'm not comparing. I don't know if anybody's comparing the two.
But we're talking about risk.
I'm talking about risk, and I just can't see why the Raiders would sign somebody with so much baggage when they're going through an NFL lawsuit from their former head coach. Like, why?
Well, that's fair.
You're going through a whole big you-know-what lawsuit from John Gruden, who, whatever happened, everybody knows, I don't have to bring it up, and now you want to bring on baggage that could potentially put you even back farther. That's all I'm saying. That's a risk.
I do find it interesting, and in a good way for him, that it is the one team that is the Raiders have moved, and it's the team that's in the state in which he played college football in.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think that he maybe insulates himself and it is in a place that he feels kind of comfortable and around people that are comfortable.
And to the point you made earlier, it is an organization that has constantly been the one that's been out on the forefront of things, like the first black head coach, the first female executive. They're willing to stick their necks out, the Davis family, whether you agree with them or not.
And fire John Gruden. You know, I mean, things like that. They
right.
they do. They absolutely love them, hate them, or the Raiders. They do give people opportunity.
Embraced NASA too,
right?
You know, like they have done different things to do that. I just don't know if they're in a position to want to bring on potential baggage.
Nick Costas, top of the hour. He tells us all about gambling. We'll talk to No Energy Nick. That's coming up. A very good morning to you. Rooting for, rooting against, next. Nick Costas, top of the next hour. I haven't touched base with my wife. Maybe we'll reset that later on. She's going to be furious with me about this sleep machine ordeal. Oh, man. Anyway.
Especially that you owned up to unplugging it this morning.
Yes. Like, yes. We'll go over. We'll re-go over that in the 9 o'clock hour. B.A. said something that had people thinking, I think. Bruce Arians did right on our very airwaves. But how about rooting for, rooting against, Mr. Crowley? Let's go. You're supposed. Let's start that over. So, what are we rooting for?
I can't go back in time.
What are you rooting for, Mr. Crowley?
I'm rooting for athletes making the best decision for themselves. I don't know that Rodney Gallagher is going to have more success at West Virginia than he would at a place like Texas or an NFL factory. It's sort of been with Notre Dame, but he's close to home with his family. He is getting some money in the NIL, but the family thing really seems to matter to him because of what happened with his mom early in his life. And so I just root for athletes to be able to make the best decisions for themselves with no repercussions.
Doran, what are you rooting for?
Yeah, I'm rooting for Rodney Gallagher. You know, some people would say, well, you're a Pitt man. Why are you rooting for a kid that's going to West Virginia? I'll root for any kid that is looking to better themselves that's coming out of Western PA, basketball, football, baseball, or just a kid going to college. I'll root for you 100,000%. I'm allowed to root for Rodney Gallagher on September 1st and also root for Pitt, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Chris?
Can I root for a Twitter account? I know we talk about the dregs of social media all the time.
Sure.
There's my new favorite Twitter account is @spacehub_SL. It's just pictures of Earth from different parts of Earth from space. Like, the one I saw the other day is a picture, like, from right over Manhattan.
You're starting to worry me a little bit.
Hold on, let me extra,
see?
I don't get high.
Okay.
But if I did, the photos on this Twitter feed would be the kind I would sit and stare at for hours. Like, Amazon River from space. They've got one of clouds over Mumbai as this thunderstorm is rolling. They've got one, a gif of a volcanic eruption seen from space, and it's like the clouds coming up out of the earth. I don't know why. Visually, I could sit here and stare at these things for hours.
I saw one the other day that I really liked, which there's a Heinz Field weather one where they like monitor the weather, like time-lapse weather from Heinz Field. It's like Heinz Field WX or something like that. Pretty neat. Yeah.
I'm on it.
I'll tell you what I'm rooting for. I am rooting for Pitt baseball. I think Mike Bell is a wonderful guy. I think he's a hell of a coach. I know he's both, actually. A hell of a coach and a wonderful guy. I've been in Florida State for a long time. Pitt baseball has advanced to the ACC semifinals. They got a win over number 7 Louisville. They await Miami or NC State. You remember NC State, that whole thing, they went pretty far. And then the whole stuff with the virus last year and the shots getting, you know, all that. So they're a very good program, as is Miami. Good for Pitt baseball for advancing past Louisville, the number 2 seed in the tournament. And so they await number 3 Miami or number 10 NC State to play in that semifinal. Good on Pitt baseball. Keep it rolling. What are we rooting against? Crowley?
I am rooting against my neighbors on either side of me cutting the lawn and me needing to sleep in the afternoons and watch my daughter, so I'm not able to do it until tomorrow. And it looks like I'm a lazy bastard. And I'm not. I want to be cutting my grass all the time, but I can't be doing it. There's no time. I don't got time in my life. I'm producing a show. There's too much going on.
A lot of pressure, Crow, man. A lot of pressure. It's getting to you. I can
feel
tell.
Like a lazy bum.
Yep. Doran, rooting against.
I am rooting against the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Like, get that off my screen. Why is that even a thing? Why do people even care? No, I don't. I am baffled that people want to even pay attention to what's going on in that trial. Like, it's insane to me.
I can't get enough of it.
For real?
You've got people claiming that the dogs are pooping in beds because they ate marijuana, but then is it human poo? We don't know. Maybe it's just I find poo funny and somebody pooped in a bed.
I can't, like, get that out of here. Get it out of here.
Chris?
No time for foolishness with Thorne. Nope. I am rooting against. So Winnie the Pooh is no longer a Disney property. It hit the public domain in January. There is a horror remake of Winnie the Pooh called Blood and Honey that is coming out later this year. Doran is pumping his fist because he loves horror movies.
Yes.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, stars Pooh and Piglet as members of the 100 Acre Wood gang who are somewhat like humanoid and end up, going around. It's like Scream, but with Winnie the Pooh and Piglet as full, like full human size. And it's the photos online are just disturbing. Just disturbing.
Crazy. I'll tell you what I am rooting against. You saw this video of this guy, what was his name, Brendan Langley or something like that, some low-level former NFL football player that decided he wanted to fight the United guy at the airport, and the United guy decided he wanted to bite off more than he can chew and got it fed to him and then got put to sleep by the baggage machine. I'm rooting against both of those guys. What kind of goof fights at the airport? Really, they both look like total goofs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just walk away at the airport. People are tense to begin with at the airport. The airport, though, is one of those places you can't fight. After 9/11,
no.
Don't fight at the airport.
You don't screw around at all.
You don't screw around in the least at the airport. That'll get you sent. That, you know what happens if you screw around at the airport? You're going to spend a lot of time on a Greyhound bus or driving places. It's just not a good situation.
At the worst, you end up in a dark room with a single light bulb hanging from a string and dudes pounding on the table in front of you.
Both of these guys, dummies, total dummies for fighting at the airport. Don't do it. Nick Costas, top of the next hour. That was rooting for, rooting against. Thank you. That worked out pretty well. Good job, Crowley.
I'm learning.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You're going to find it at Sun Chevrolet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.